Ayutthaya, Thailand. A place of heritage, cultural and historical importance. A brilliant amalgamation of Hinduism and Buddhism. Ayutthaya seldom finds a place in any normal Thailand itinerary. What with Pattaya, Phuket, Chiang Mai, Krabi, Phi Phi and more available here. During one of the many Bangkok trips, I visited Ayutthaya. My inquiries revealed it was around 85 kilometers from Bangkok. A drive of 90 minutes or fewer. Ayutthaya, ruled by 33 kings. Ensconced in the valley of the Jao Phraya River, King Yuthong founded it in 1350. He proclaimed it the capital of Ayutthaya Kingdom or Siam. The second after Sukhothai. The ruins of Prang, reliquary towers, and gigantic monasteries reveal its past splendor. By 1600 CE, about 300,000 people lived here. The number went up to 1 million by 1700 CE. Enough for it to become one of the world's largest cities. Phrenakhonsi Ayutthaya is its complete name. It served as the Siamese, Thailand, capital for over 400 years. And during these years, 33 different kings ruled it. Ayutthaya etiology. It is named after the city of Ayodhya in India, the birthplace of Lord Rama in the Ramayana. Based on the Hindu epic Ramayana, Ramakien, Glory of Rama, is Thailand's national epic. The word finds its origin in Sanskrit. Ramakien, Rama plus Akien. Akien means a long story or epic. The main story is identical to the Ramayana. But bear a local context. The clothes, weapons, topography, and elements of nature, all described as being Thai in style. Ayutthaya history. Ayutthaya has an upheaval-ridden history. The 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries saw Burma attacking the Siamese territory repeatedly. The first such attack came from the Tangu dynasty in 1548. It failed. The Burmese led the second attack in 1564. They forced King Maha Chakrafat to surrender and took the Ayutthaya royal family to Pegu. And anointed the king's eldest son the custodian. In 1568, the return of Maha Chakrafat led his son to revolt against the Burmese regime. A third Burmese attack ensued in 1569. Ayutthaya was recaptured. And Burmese aggressor made Maha Thammarachetharat custodian king. After Bayenung's death in 1581, Maha Thammarachetharat proclaimed Ayutthaya's independence in 1584. Subsequently, the Siamese fought off repeated Burmese attacks, 1584 to 1593. Game, set, and match, Burma. In the mid-17th century, during King Narai's reign, Ayutthaya became very prosperous. By 1700, merchants from diverse regions started landing here. The merchants from Europe proclaimed Ayutthaya as the finest city they had seen. Dutch and French maps of the city show grandeur, such as gold-laden palaces, large ceremonies and a huge float of trading vessels. But, in the 18th century, Ayutthaya lost control over its provinces. Revolts against the capital ensued. Ayutthaya was again caught in wars with the Burmese. While one such invasion failed, the second ransacked Ayutthaya. This glorious kingdom ended in April 1767. The Burmese burnt it down to the ground, bringing the eminence of Ayutthaya to a sudden end. Ayutthaya today. Ayutthaya today is a historical park. What remains of this former capital tells a tale of glory and gore. While there, spare a thought for the fact it is a site of mass murder, rape, and enslavement of Siamese people. Given its historical significance, UNESCO inscribed it on its prestigious list of World Heritage Sites in 1991. Even today, many a towering temple is intact here. Ostensibly, these temples are dedicated to Lord Rama of the Siamese epic Ramakien. During your visit, the omnipresence of Buddha statues in these temples of the Hindu god, Lord Rama, will fascinate you. It results from the present-day Buddhist influence here. Ayutthaya attractions. Spread over 289 hectares, Ayutthaya Historical Park is on an island surrounded by three rivers. This interesting phenomenon makes it water-abundant and scenic. Ayutthaya was laid out according to a systematic and rigid planning grid, comprising roads, canals, and moats around all the principal structures. The town planning took the most advantage of its position amid three rivers. It had a hydraulic system for water management which was technologically advanced and unique in the world. Here, the must-sees include the three pagodas of Wat Phra Sisanphet. These house the remains of three Siamese kings. And another key attraction is the remains of the old capital, or what is left after the Burmese invasion, Burma, now Myanmar. If you are a heritage hunter, you will enjoy the sights and stories of Ayutthaya. The scale and precision of planning are likely to take your breath away. And you will end up agreeing it is our planet's landmark.